My name is Linda Kennedy, and I'm the Artistic Associate with the Black Rep over Education and Community Programs. My mother said a classmate, in fact, she was ahead of me, told her that I was one of the few people she knew who lived out her dream from elementary school. My dad wanted me to be a secretary. My mom wanted me to be a teacher. And I wanted to perform. And this position allows me to do all of that. At the end of the day, I feel pretty good. I still act and work administratively. We are blessed to be able to be in the Midwest and have the largest African-American company in the country. You know, I like seeing all the new energy and new enthusiasm for the arts, though it has changed so dramatically. When the company was started, for a lot of us, there weren't any other venues. This was something we really were hungry for and worked very hard back, you know, backstage, on the stage, in the office, whatever we had to do in order to promote the business, because it is a business. And I think a lot of people don't think of it as that. You know, they think it's something pink and fluffy that we do, but it takes a whole lot of work and a whole lot of people to put it on. We look very carefully at the works that we present. We're not just doing it to get money. We're doing it to further education of young people, to give more diversity to our audiences, to offer another view or look at a community. You know, a lot of people call it a camp, and I hate that. Because when I think of camp, I think of sports and swimming. But it is really an intensive on performing, on the performing arts, not only on stage. They had a wonderful 2 hours about learning about stage managing. And they had, it was sort of like the Amazing Race, where each team had to perform certain acts that stage managers do. And then they could get their pass to go on to the next thing. So they were working on costuming today for their program. They have to promote their show by handing out flyers and putting it on their Facebook, you know, social media, all of that. A lot of these young people don't want to do sports, or they want to do sports and do performing arts as well. So we don't expect all of them to be actors. The one important thing to me is that they see there are other young people of like mind who want to make good grades in school, who want to go on to college, who want to have a career in something and something concrete. I'd like for people to know that we are not just here like a flash in the pan, but we are in the community and want to work with the community, want to build more alliance with other community projects. We do work with other organizations, other arts organizations. We try to be giving and open, but we want our young people to have jobs. We see more young people who want instant gratification. They don't want to work through the process of becoming an artist. They want to get out of school and boom, make millions of dollars without realizing it is a process.
Stop it, please, before it goes too far.
And then we ooh it out again. Ooh.